This book is written for the people so that they know their need for a true king. And in fact, as they've cried for a king, the Lord is going to answer their cry, their prayer for a king. But we see that the answer is not Saul. He's not the answer to their prayers. He's not their deliverer. He's not the one that's going to rescue them. And in fact, in the next book, we're going to see that it's not David. And in the next book, we're going to see that it's not Solomon. That this prayer for a king, the Lord has said, I'll answer and I'll give you a king. But the answer to the prayer is not going to come until the one who is Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, who would be born in the same town of David, be born of Bethlehem. But that is the true answer to this prayer. So this book is reminding us, it's reminding the people then that they have a desperate need for a deliverer. But the deliverer is not come until Christmas. The deliverer doesn't come until Good Friday and Easter. The deliverer is not David. It's not Saul. It's not even David. It is the Son of David who sits at the right hand of God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ.